This is Cook County Middle School News. Hi, I'm Sarah Malkovich. I teach 7th grade life science at Cook County Middle School, and we've been working with bugs. We have been learning about evolution in class, and we've been learning about the history of life on Earth and how different creatures evolved and how they have adapted to their environments to survive and reproduce. And so we focused in on termites this week, and we learned about how they evolved from cockroaches and how they, like cockroaches, are decomposers that break down dead and dying organic matter. We learned that termites have a lot of special adaptations to help them survive. They modify their environment by making termite mounds. We learned that they lay down trails of scent that they can follow to find food sources. And we designed some experiments to see how well termites can follow a trail. So the students used pens, and actually the chemicals in the ink of a Bic, just a regular Bic pen, are really similar to the smell of termite pheromones. And so the termites will follow the ink of that pen, and the students can make different trails for the termites to follow. They made termites trails with different angles. They had line breaks where the termite would have to follow a trail, and then there'd be a little break in the trail, and they'd have to pick up the trail again. They tried making intersections where two trails crossed, and that really confused the termites a lot. And so the students learned about the limitations and also the abilities of these little insects.
In the 7th grade science class, we studied termites. It was the grossest thing I've ever done, because they are just tiny little creatures that crawl around, and they're just gross.
One termite actually jumped at me, and it got on my arm. It didn't bite me, but then I flicked it off, and I put it back in its little plastic container. But the termites kind of look like ants, but the color of them is tan brown.
So we got a termite, and we put it on our paper. And it starts to follow the line at first, but then once it gets to a corner, my termite would go one way, and then go back to the line, and then go another way until it found the way. And then sometimes it would just take a detour and walk around all over the paper. One time, I was trying to herd the termite, and I slid my pen next to it, and usually they will run away because they're afraid of the pen. But this one was kind of stupid, and I accidentally squished it.
We're so grateful to the Linus Club for providing us with the funds to run this wonderful experiment, and we had a wonderful time. Thank you for listening to Cook County Middle School News.